Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there. Welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 128. So today we are talking about one of my favorite concepts at the moment that's totally changed my life, radical acceptance. But before we get to that, I just thought I'd share, I haven't done this for a few weeks as I've been doing interviews, but yeah, the best bite that I had recently was actually the last week, but the week before is Bastille Day as I'm recording this. So French National Day. So every year I make a cassoulet for usually around this time of year. It's a beautiful winter dish. If you haven't ever had cassoulet, it's this amazing like provincial French classic dish of beans and meat, multi-meats. Sometimes it can be just pork and beans, like beans and sausage, but often it includes pork belly and pork and duck as well, which I did, and also some bacon and just with the white beans cooked down, a little bit of tomato, and then you like put a breadcrumb crust on top and put some duck fat and crisp that up. And it's like this beautiful, amazing casserole, like best bean dish ever. So we had that. And I also that night, some friends came over for dinner because it's just like, you definitely need to make it for a crowd. And my friend Susie, they bought macarons so that her family had made. So those beautiful little French treats. So it was like between the cassoulet and macarons, my taste buds were very, very happy. Okay, so our plan for today is, first, I'm just going to share the story behind radical acceptance and how I came across this concept. Then we're going to talk about like what exactly is radical acceptance and why it is such a cool thing. And then how to apply radical acceptance to your life and what that actually looks like. And I've got some real life examples for you as well of how I've used this when I've been coaching my clients. So I'm so excited to share this with you. So the story behind this is I actually have a goal this year to read 100 books in 1 year. So just a little under 2 books a week. And I love audiobooks. So if audiobooks didn't exist, there's no way I would be reading 100 books. But because I can listen to them and do other things, that's completely changed my life. That's a side note. But I went through my Audible, like I've been a member with them for like over 10 years, like since I lived in Cooma. And I just went through, like, thought it'd be fun to go through like my history and see, like, were there any books that I've read previously that jumped out at me that I'd like to reread this year as part of my reading goal? And yeah, this book, Radical Acceptance by Tara Brach, really stuck out. And I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to read that. And I remember thinking it was a cool book, like when I read it years ago, but yeah, I wasn't prepared for how much it's really radically changed my life this time. Yes. So what is radical acceptance? So basically Tara Brach shares this idea, which is like a Buddhist concept of like just radically accepting whatever comes your way in life. So rather than like fighting and judging and being disappointed and using all this energy like to fight against our reality, it's just like we just open yourself up to being radically just accepting what is. And the cool thing is that when you do that, first of all, like all the judging and fighting and shaming ourselves and guilt and all that disappointment and the fear that we feel around our current reality when we're not happy with our current reality, that takes up so much energy and so much mental bandwidth. So whereas if you just go for radical acceptance, then it's like, you know, things come at you and you're able to just, oh yeah, this is it. And this and this and this, like it just makes it so much easier to navigate like all the ups and downs of life when you're not making it wrong for these things to happen. So when you're accepting that, yeah, this is life. Like sometimes I feel disappointed. That's okay. No big deal. It just takes like a layer of kind of extra pain that we pile on top of our situation because we're thinking, oh, it shouldn't be like this, or making ourselves wrong for doing what we're doing or feeling what we're feeling, like whatever our circumstances are, like making ourselves wrong for those. Like that creates, so you've got your problem to begin with that you're not happy about. And then we pile all this like judgment and shame and guilt and negative, like that it shouldn't be like this, all these negative thoughts on top of it. And so we end up with this bigger problem than if we had have just stuck with the actual thing that's causing us. When you open yourself up to radical acceptance, what happens is rather than having to experience all that extra negative like layers of should and shouldn't and shame and guilt, you just let those go. And then you're just left with accepting what the current situation is. And it's amazing, like, how much better life is when we just accept that this is where we're at. Like, all these other judgments goes away, so it feels so much better. This is why I love radical acceptance, because it actually can make any circumstance, like, no matter how crappy you're feeling, when you just accept that this is where I'm at, it just feels really good. Like, it's so weird. Like, I've had some experiences recently where I've been feeling really disappointed about something, and I was like, yeah, yes, I'm feeling disappointed. And just normally I would be in this hole of disappointment and then also like freaking out and worrying about like that this meant like gloom and doom, all these thoughts. But I was like, yes, I'm feeling really disappointed about this. And like, it didn't go into any stories about what it meant. I was just like, yes, I feel it. And it's weird. Like, when you say yes, even to a really terrible, like a not a great situation, just the physical like expression on your face of saying yes is like, you have to kind of do this smile. And it just, when you smile, there's something about like, it releases oxytocin or something in your brain that just makes you feel a little bit better. Does it make you feel like rainbows and daisies? No, like there's still this disappointment's still there. The sadness is still there, but it just feels like a little bit better. So that's why I love it. It removes all the dirty pain. So it makes the situation better, but it also feels really good to go, yes, yeah, I accept this. This is where I'm at. So we get that smiling, we get that oxytocin. So I love it for all those reasons. And the other thing that I find is that when you are radically accepting, it's easier to like process whatever feelings are going on, and you're able to like just move through them, rather than if you're like fighting and fighting and regretting and wishing it wasn't like this, you kind of stay stuck in this like battle. Whereas if you're like, yeah, you're open to go, yes, I'm disappointed about this thing. Or yes, I did overeat and I feel really gross now. If you're judging yourself and going, oh, well, I shouldn't have overeat, and you're in that story about, I always do this and I'm never going to change and my weight's going to go up, blah, like that's really heavy and it feels really awful. Whereas if you go, yeah, I just overeat. I had this like amazing duck skin that was like so delicious and I just kept going, which actually wasn't the duck from the castle. That was duck from another story. But yeah, like makes it feel so much easier to navigate. Don't go into the crazy stories. And we're able to move through and move to a better place much more quickly than if I'm stuck in the story of shaming myself and shoulding, wishing things were different. So how do you apply radical acceptance to your life? It's actually one of the easiest things ever. It's just one word. Yes. So whenever you notice anything that's, or you can, even if it's something good, whenever you notice anything that's not going well, trying to kill each other at school holidays, and you're like, ah, like, yes, they're trying to kill each other, rather than, no, they shouldn't be doing this. Yes, my boys are fighting. Yes, the boys are fighting again. Or, you know, yes, I overate. Like, or you're weighing yourself and the scale's up and it's not where you want it to be. Yes, like my weight's up and I'm heading in the wrong direction. It's just this one word. So whatever the circumstances are, when you notice you're feeling blah about something or negative about something, just say yes and state what's going on. And I guarantee, like, it completely changes your experience of that situation. It's so, so fun. So that's how you apply it. It's just say yes. Really, it's that simple. And so I wanted to share some examples of this. So I had a client in the Naturally Healthy Club and she was really struggling. She had done a lot of work on like getting where she was eating regular meals and stuff. And she used to have this habit of snacking like late at night into the wee hours, you know, foraging in the pantry. And she has said one of her favorite things is like, she's got, gets this granola that's got all these good bits in it. So she would be foraging through them for the good bits in the granola and leaving the bits she didn't like for her husband. This like late night snacking habit had snuck back in recently. And so I was coaching her on that. So the first thing we did is just, I got her to practice radical acceptance. So rather than, because she was in this, oh, I shouldn't be doing this and my weight's going up and so like freaking out about it. So it's like, how about we just like, first of all, let's just accept that this is where you're at and stop making yourself wrong for it. So just when you feel that urge to snack, or when you're in the moment and you realize that you're doing the late night snacking, just say, yes, this is me having the late night snacks. And so she did that, and like, so crazy. Like, so she'd been struggling with this for a couple of weeks. And as soon as she accepted that that's where she was at, she said like the first thing was that she actually made some different choices about what to have. So she was like, actually, I don't really even really want this granola, but I've got some chocolate over here that would be good. So she, first of all, like gave herself something that was, that she actually wanted and that she was actually going to enjoy. So yes, helped there. And then after she'd kind of had given herself something that she really enjoyed, she found that then after that, like the next night, she was like, yes, I have that urge, but she didn't feel the need to act on it. So it actually changed her behavior because she wasn't freaking out, like having the urge and then going, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. And in that like tug of war with herself, she went, yes, I'm having this urge. And she just let it be there. And so then she was like, oh, actually, I think I'm okay. And so it actually helped her to stop that late night snacking. And then another client that I have that's part of my secret society of intentional booze hounds. So the way we do work on changing our relationship with alcohol and become like reduce our drinking by being more intentional with our drinking. So I had a client in that group and who has been struggling with over drinking a lot and like really regretting her choices, having some memory loss, like getting into that territory of really not feeling good about it. And so I suggested to her, like, just to, rather than like being in this, like beating yourself up, like shame, guilt, doom and gloom, I'm never going to fix this story. Like, why not just experiment with radical acceptance? So whenever she like started to feel any negative emotion or started to beat herself up about her drinking, just to say, yes, I am drinking too much. Yes, I don't remember everything that happened last night. Yes, I don't remember. And she like, so crazy. And then she came back the next week and she was like, she'd actually started to make some progress. And she was like, when she removed that shame and guilt and the judgment around the drinking, and she just opened herself up to saying yes and radically accepting, then she felt a little bit more hopeful about the situation. And then she was able to start slowly making some changes. So it's so powerful because by removing all that guilt and shame, it puts you in a different frame of mind. So there's two examples. But yeah, really encourage you to just try it for yourself this week or even today. Like whenever you, if you, you know, get home from work and you're feeling crap, like, yes, I've got just had a terrible day. I'm feeling really crap. Like whatever it is, just experiment with this and then see how it goes for you. And my bonus tip for you today is if you did want to go deeper on this idea, I highly recommend reading Tara Brach's book. It's a bit of a dense read. It's one of those ones though that I kind of find myself savoring it. Like I don't want to just read the whole thing. So I'm just, you know, we'll read a bit and then come back to it like the week later. Just because I want to like marinate in the concepts a little bit. So I'm still rereading it at the moment, actually. But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. But you don't have to read the book in order to apply this. All you need to do to apply it is just start saying one word and I guarantee it will change your life. And my other bonus tip for you around this is a great quote from Louise Hay. And she says, you've been criticizing yourself all these years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see how things change. So this idea of radical acceptance is a really great step to doing that, to approving of yourself, even when your situation isn't where you want it to be. Okay, hope you found that helpful. Love to hear how you get on with applying radical acceptance into your life. And yeah, if you're enjoying the podcast, I have a favor. I'd love it if you just told a friend, if you've got a cousin, sister, brother, friend who, you know, struggles with eating, would like to bring more joy into their eating experience, then send them a link to the podcast and tell them about radical acceptance and yeah, just share the love. So have a beautiful week and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.